This is CliffCentral.com.
Yo, 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 yo! Beautiful people, what is up? It is Friday, so you know what time it is. It's the Millennial Gin Show. We back with more heat, more fire! So guys, I have some fire guests for you today. As always. But I mean today, we got some super talented people in the booth, man. Shit! Okay, first and foremost, as you know, my name is Kanye Palmer. I am your fearless host. And today I'm actually hitting it solo dolo. Adair, Zinhle, and Mark are all doing their other things. Those bastards just abandoned me. But it's fine, because I have my co-host Akudin Sabenzi here.
Yo,
next to me.
Yo, guys, I'm actually back again. And I'm the co-host, so like Zinhle, Mark, Adair, be scared, because like, I'm about to make a shake, guys.
Okay,
be
shake.
So scared. Oh my God.
But anyways, guys, we have some fire guests. We have fire as guests. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves? Ladies first, tell the people who you is.
What's up? It's Naya Ayla.
Hey, how you doing, boo?
Better than a chicken wing.
Oh.
I'm pretty good.
Nah, I like that. I'm really happy to have you here because
Thank you for having me.
You can sing.
Oh, what?
Oh, so they
what
say.
The fuck?
What?
You know when they like when I first heard you that you could sing, the first thing they told me he was like, yeah, she's the her of South Africa.
Yeah, yeah. That was me.
Like 100% believe it, because damn, you can sing.
But also, guys, like, stop doing that, because I'm the Naye of the world.
I like that.
You know.
So, I like that. Deserves a bam, 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 bam. Thank you so much. All right, guest number two. Introduce yourself to the people,
Peace
man.
And love. My name is Sinatra Ocean.
Sinatra Ocean, let me turn up your mic real quick, man. You see these soft-spoken niggas? I can tell you can sing already. Shit.
I wish I could, man. I wish I could.
What do you mean you wish you could, dog? You can. You booze can.
Okay.
First things first, let's jump straight into it. Why don't you guys tell us a bit about yourself? Let's start with the lady. Tell us about yourself. Where are you from?
You know, I'm from everywhere, really, and nowhere at once, so don't worry about that. But as I told you, my name is Naya Ayla. I'm a musician, I'm an artist, I'm a psychologist, free spirit, young nigga, not I mean. And I just enjoy making music and making people feel like living, bruv. Nami?
I appreciate that shit.
Thank you.
Your music definitely made me feel like I was living.
I'm happy to hear that.
All right, player number two. Tell the people who you is.
Well, Sinatra Ocean, originally from Durban. Moved to Joburg to follow music. I'm a music producer, recording engineer, mix engineer, mastering engineer. And basically, I just came just to make add a little difference in this music industry, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Something that comes from the truth and experience and that everybody can connect to. So
that's hella dope, guys. Okay, first things first. How long have you guys been at this music thing?
Ooh. God, he's got some fancy mics up in here. I don't know. I think for me personally, that's a tricky question. I've been doing music all my life, even though it was kind of informal when I was a kid, you know, music about bunnies and shit. But I started recording when I was around 14, and I released my first single in my first year when I was 19, kind of when everything kicked off.
Damn, so you've been doing this for a while, so like, you know your craft. And I can hear it when you sing, like, you know your craft.
I mean, I'm still figuring it out. I think I constantly surprise myself. Then I'm like, all right, B, you can do that. Let's do that.
But I feel like that's how it's supposed to be, though. Because, I mean, something I've said a lot on this show is, if you feel like you've made it, you're doing something wrong.
Wrong, yeah.
If you constantly don't feel like there's more you can be doing, then you're not living right.
Facts.
You're not trying to be up to your full potential. You feel me?
Charles.
Damn, so yeah. I'm really excited to hear what your full potential is. Mm. And I know the people are excited to hear what you got for us today. Player number two, tell the people how long you've been doing this for.
Actually, I can't even answer that because it's been since I was young. It's just that I only started taking music maybe in 2013 and 14 when I had to discover what I wanted to produce. And from that discovery, I wanted to be different. I wanted something that has to be based at home and not everything that's been based that sounds like everything else from America and so forth. So I'd say from 2013 until now. and just trying to reach my potential because I dropped my first EP last year, Searching.
Still Searching, right?
No, Searching.
Is it just Searching? My just bad. Searching. I thought it was Still Searching.
There's two.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Last year is Searching. This year is Still Searching.
Oh, damn.
And then my final EP next year.
Done Searching?
It's actually called Found.
Oh, yeah. Now, I need to ask you guys a question quickly. Because you know how, like, the South African music is and how, like, everything is. What, like, inspired your guys' sound? Because your guys' sound is, like, very different. You know what I mean? Like, it's that, like, literally that SoundCloud sound. So, like, what inspired, like, what you guys are doing right now? Player number one, let's go.
I don't know. It's just my personality. Like, okay. I do what the hell I'm feeling. You know, and so I'm also, I feel like I'm spaceless. My music doesn't have a genre. Every song I create is different from the previous. So that's really, really the genre of my music is my personality.
That's so crazy. What?
That's dope.
That's so dope. Like, I didn't expect an answer. I was like, what?
Okay, so why don't you guys tell us a bit about your musical inspirations? Like some of the reasons that you got into this music thing. Does that make sense? I feel like you guys are looking at me like, what's up?
No, no, no. It's just that, like, you get this question quite often, and you're like, oh, I'm going to say I listen to this person, and they make me feel like this. But I think there is more to inspiration than just another artist that you were listening to. I think what inspires my music most is, like, how much life it brings to me, to everybody around me, and I don't even need inspiration sometimes because it's like breathing, and you never ask me why I breathe.
Did you prepare these bars?
No,
because what's going on?
I'm telling you, these bars
are
prepared. You must put that in a song. Eh? That's a bit hot.
Mr. Sinatra Ocean, how about you?
Honestly, music comes from when you how you're born. Like, if from your parents, from your mother, whatever you've grown up listening to, that's what inspired me, to be honest. And I realized what people did back then, they don't do right now. So that inspired me to be different. And that inspired me to get that feeling from home. Hence why my music's always connecting to somebody, whether it's the bass, whether it's the snare. Something always has to connect to somebody because it comes from truth.
So you're always trying to tell a story with your
definitely
music.
Definitely, concept.
And do you know what the thing is? I feel like that's the best kind of music. The music that tells you a story, music that you can listen to and you could feel what that person was going through. I feel like that's good music, guys.
Definitely.
Good that's music. Fucking good music.
It's pointless to have like a body of work with just lyrics and you can't even connect to anything.
Yeah, like what's the point? I mean, I appreciate bars. I appreciate when someone can spit fire on a track, you know. But for me, music means more to me than just what's being
but
said.
What
it's about what you feel.
Like bars and fire and stuff. Like, what if I come and I'm just like, the wall is black, I like black, and I'm like,
but you know,
oh, that was me.
No, but like, it depends. For me personally, I feel like it depends. Like, you know how music is sometimes. You can get those people that are like saying nothing, but because they have such like a great hype on them, everyone is like, oh my goodness, this guy's spinning fire. Like, he makes a trap song and he says the walls are black, I am G, oh, you know what I mean,
I like black,
you know, it's, you know, it's what? Like, what? Like, doesn't make sense. But like, but when, like, because of who they are, like,
but when it comes
sense.
To music though, it needs to realize that music comes in different genres, so people
true.
Connect to different type of genre. In hip hop, it's not just hip hop, is not trap. You
true,
get hip hop,
that's very true.
You get trap, you get lyricist or whatever. So it break down. So people connect to whatever they connect to. As long as it makes sense to them, I mean, who am I to judge? But at the same time, we need to realize that people do drop some trash out here.
Yo, damn straight, bro. Damn straight. I feel like you guys segued into my next question, which is, what genres are you guys about? What genre do you guys dabble in?
Music.
Shit, I like that, man. Shit, straight into the point.
Genre is music. That's dope. That's
I mean,
dope.
Like, because one thing we believe here at the millennial gen is the death of the genre. We truly believe that no artist sticks to one genre. No artist explores one type of genre. You know, when you find what feels good to you, you go for it. Yeah. You know, you know.
Definitely.
So I appreciate that. Okay, my next question for y'all. I'm gonna start with the man. I'm sorry, lady.
Dude,
I'm sorry, pretty lady. My bad.
Patient girl.
So I listened to your EPs. I think I listened to Still Searching.
Yes, sir.
That's the one I listened to, and the beats on that thing were fucking fire, dude. Like, there were even some tracks where you didn't say a thing, you didn't sing, you did not, and you can sing. For people who don't know, you'll know shortly. This brother can fucking sing. but there were still tracks that you didn't even sing on. So my question to you is, did you produce those beats?
No, let me be honest, really, I don't sing at all. It's just He's me on production.
Joking.
What?
That's he wasn't being modest, like
what?
He doesn't sing.
I don't sing,
so
at
you
all.
Just you're on produ-
production.
But like, what about us? What about Phases? Wait. Do you not feature on that? Cuz no, honest, dog.
It's just like I'm a DJ Khaled, except I produce my own songs.
Yeah.
So with those songs, I feature artists who are unique and who are able to tell the story that I want to tell, or they understand my vision and so forth. So basically, it started with production.
Mm. Yeah.
And then obviously, I had to work with the band here and forth. And then after that, I had to put the artists together. But obviously, I really started working with Dunai on my first EP. And then the rest is just about searching and finding that unique artist who's able to tell something different, you know, not to, who doesn't sound
Wait,
the same.
I'm so shocked, bro. Can I tell you? Can I actually tell you a very funny story?
Tell me, bro.
So obviously, like me and Kanye today, like before, like this whole situation like went down.
Right.
I fetched him. We're having a good day. Then my boy was like, "Okay, let me play this music, right? Like, let me play the like from Ocean. Let me play the real thing." So I'm listening to this thing, and the whole time I'm just like, "Wow, this is really dope!" Like in the back of my head. So I was like, "Yo, you said this guy is South African." He's like, "Yeah." I was like, "What?" Like,
no, like he probably didn't believe me. Dude.
I sent three voice notes to my friends and like photos. I was like, "Guys, like this guy doesn't make sense." Because I was shocked. Nah. You know what I mean? So
appreciate,
like,
bro.
Whoa, bro, that's crazy. That's crazy.
So what got you into producing? What made you realize that you don't want to be the front man singing or rapping? Because let's be real, I feel like every single black man on the planet wants to be a rapper at some
trapper.
Point or other.
And a singer. And yeah, R&B guy wants to be a singer. You know.
You know, like it's either a rapper or a singer. So what made you decide that you're more content being behind the scenes and showcasing the talent? Because like for real, it's like for anyone who hasn't heard the Still Searching EP.
Ooh,
wow. Shit, I don't know what happened there. My bad. The Still Searching EP by Sinatra Ocean. Go and check it the fuck out right now, because it bangs,
crazy.
Dog.
Does it bang?
No, like, I mean, it's...
It bangs.
Right?
I'm still charting on iTunes, by the way.
Ooh. Just sliding that in.
Drops the mic discreetly. Okay, yeah, back to my question. So what made you realize that you were more content being behind the scenes than being the front man?
I don't know how to really answer that, to be honest, because I believe a producer is an artist, and I believe that the art shines needs to shine more than the artist itself. So the work needs to speak for itself. So I don't know how to really answer that, but I just know that I have a story to tell, and I just enjoy working with other artists and making sure that visual happens, whether sonically, lyrically, or visually. So yeah,
that's crazy.
That's dope, man. Who's your favorite artist that you've worked with? It's a bit awkward, though.
Shit,
you better answer that right, player.
You have one of your artists here, boy. So like,
I plead the fifth. you know. Everyone's my favorite, you know. everyone's my favorite. Everyone's
I like
my
that.
Favorite.
That was a very diplomatic answer.
No, everyone's
coward.
My favorite.
I think he's a coward.
All right, y'all. But what we're gonna do right now? We're gonna jump into a music break and we're gonna play one of his songs. I'm sorry, I should have started with you.
No,
I know.
Boo.
I apologize sincerely. No. I'm a courteous guy, ladies first.
I'm chill.
But I found this guy's song.
She's
first.
A psychologist, man. She's
right.
She's fine.
What does that mean? You tell us. What does that mean?
What does that mean, dog?
What are you carrying?
That's what I'm.
What were you saying?
Sure, I just saw my boy Buckhole live.
I saw my whole life.
What? Okay, Mr. Ocean, can you tell us what song would you like me to play from this, from your Still Searching EP? Because I have Us lined up, because I think Us bangs. But yeah. I'll let you decide.
To be honest, bro, I feel like every track is unique and dope. So, Us, shout out to my boy Farin. He's actually Zimbabwean, to be honest. Eh?
Damn, we're actually both half Zimbabwean, so we relate. We fucks with that.
No, we got it.
Shout out to my boy Farin. He recorded all the way from Cape Town.
Shit.
So thank you for him to being part of this EP. And low key, we're dropping something next month.
Okay, I like that. Yeah. Okay, but we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to play Us by Sinatra Ocean featuring Farin. Enjoy that, yo. It should be playing. Shit, that's a bit awkward.
Listen. This is CliffCentral.com.
Shit. Damn, yo, sorry, yo, that's the vibe switched up real
quick. Wait, guys, wait, I need to ask a question. Who, like, out of everyone listening, out of everyone in this room, who didn't fall in love after listening to that song?
Dude.
No matter who time. You fell in love with, who did you fall in love with? Like,
shout
you fell
out
in
to
love.
Foreign with an H.
Shout out to Foreign.
Nah, dog, please give your boy Foreign my number, dog. He must be on the show, bro.
As soon as he come back to Joburg,
boy,
I'm on.
For real.
I'm on.
For real. No, nah, that man, brother can guy, sing, bro. Dude. That brother can sing, bro.
He's so unique.
I think he's my cousin. For some
okay.
strange reason. Like.
Since we just played your song, I'm going to ask you a question real quick. I want you to tell me a bit about your creative process. Mm. Tell me a bit about how, like, you know, how did that song come about? Like, did you write it yourself? Did you just make the beat and then the brother came with the smooth vocals?
How did I start? actually, I started with a guitar chord. Shout out to Given, guitarist. And then from there, I was able to figure out the mood. You know, every chord has a mood. So from there, we built on it, and I figured out I wanted to take it back home. I needed something that adults could also relate to, both young and old.
Yeah.
So once I was able to figure out the sound, shout out to Sandy, so who hooked me up, actually connected me with Foreign. I went to SoundCloud, just listened to Foreign's music, and wow, as soon as I heard the first track, I fell in love because, to be honest, I only work with people that I can really connect to.
Yeah, that you feel something about. Because, I mean, music is a feeling. It's a feeling.
I can't just work with you because you just have a name. I have to work with you because we have something we can connect to.
Yeah.
So from there, we kicked it and sent him the song. And he killed it within 2 days.
Shit.
If not a day.
He pulled that out in 2 days?
If not a day, it's 2 days.
Damn, that's crazy, bro. Mm. That's honestly crazy.
Thank you so much.
Okay, on to our next beautiful guest. Why don't you tell us a bit about your creative process? Like, how do you come about a song? How do you decide what you want to say, when you want to say it, to what beat?
I kid you not. I never know what I'm going to say till it comes out of my mouth. I swear, I oath Bible. Like, I was telling my friend the other day that, like, I'm really, really, like, sometimes I listen to my music, I'm like, how did I write that? What did I mean? Like, you know how you listen to someone else like Frank Ocean, you're like, oh, his writing is so cool, how does he think like that?
Yeah.
I am like, that can't be me. I don't understand. Where did that come from? Like, my process is random. It's haphazard. Sometimes I write first. Sometimes I get beats first. Sometimes, like, I'll hear the taxi door make a certain sound, and I'm like, oh, I just heard something. I start writing. I always sit in public transport and, like, whisper into my phone because I have just ideas flowing through my mind. And then I go to studio, and I'm like, hey, look, this happened in my head. What can we do with it? You know?
Dude, that's so incredible, though.
The process is messy.
Like, that's so incredible. I personally feel, because, I mean, I don't write music. I don't write. I don't rap. I wish I could. But I don't roll like that. But, like, I mean, words is something I've always been passionate about. I was always good at English and drama, you know. So I understand exactly what you mean about how life inspires a process. Life inspires. Mm. Life inspires the text. Thing, life inspires what you put on the page.
Yep.
So the fact that that's exactly how you do your process, I think that's awesome. I think
Thank
that's
you.
Truly, truly
Thank
incredible.
You.
Everything
incredible
is a process. Like,
yeah, and I think in that way, you always know that what you're doing is organic.
Yeah,
it's real.
You know,
because I mean, you need it to
you
be
can't
authentic.
Manufacture where it came from.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, going back to what you said earlier, like, there's a lot of trash music out there. Let's be serious. There really is a lot of trash music.
Sure.
There's music that's just out there to, like, just to be music. It's
also,
not to change
guys,
lives.
We need to be cognizant of the fact that not everyone is making music to heal lives and change the infrastructure
like
of music. Someone is making music to be that nigga for the day. Like, and that's okay.
At
I
least
think
if you make that music, make it good.
Yeah.
Nah, but the thing
but
is,
that's relative. It's to you. That nigga's enjoying his song. He's like, and that was the point of his journey with music. We need to, like, detach ourselves, I think, from other people's musical processes.
No, but you need to understand also, like, even though you guys make music because you want to change people's lives, and you guys are very soulful, and, like, you guys are just, like, crazy, and you're excellent in your own way, people, like, other people want to make music because, like, they're business people. So you need to understand that, like, this guy's going to make a song because he knows he's going to make, like, 10,000 16-year-olds jump up and go, yeah. And he's going to make 100,000 rand off that one song. He's a businessman.
Thing is, I don't mind all that. Like, I really don't mind all that. But all I'm saying is, at least make it good. Because now...
Yeah, but to who? Yeah, good. Yeah, exactly what I said. Good to who? Because, like
your consumers. For example, if you make a good song... Make sure that song is at least mixed properly for consumers to consume.
You mean quality. That's
quality.
But like for example, here's a situation. For let's say 2 Chainz, because 2 Chainz, everyone complains about 2 Chainz. Like you can't lie, like everyone complains about 2 Chainz. But 2 Chainz is so rich, and if you say he makes bad music, like why is he rich then? Like,
he's got a bunch of people that love
exactly. So like even if I'm making music and you personally think it's shit, and now you personally think it's shit, and then can you say like personally thinks that
it
my music
bangs,
is shit?
Come to my show.
Like to my two brothers over here, they're banging, and out of these two brothers over here, they have 100,000 people
you're
behind
done.
Them. I'm
done. You're
done. I'm done. I'm clean. Yeah. I've got a nice audience. I'm good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm good. I might not have performances or whatever, but I'm good. I'm making money. I'm making a living. I'm nice. So.
But I mean, speaking about 2 Chainz, you know, 2 Chainz literally said, he was like, I'm not the best rapper out there. That I don't aspire to be the best rapper out there. But one thing I know is I know how to make music people like.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's
you know
thing,
how to
like,
make people.
And it's quality, though, right?
Exactly. Dude, like
it's quality.
Like I mean, I don't hate you, 2 Chainz. Like I mean, I appreciate him because he's mastered what he's doing. Let's be serious.
Facts.
Out of all of these trap niggas doing nonsense, he's mastered what he's doing. There's not a 2 Chainz song that comes out that you don't at least bop your head a little bit to.
Yeah.
As soon as you hear the 2 Chainz.
You know, like he's mastered his craft, and I feel like that's something that a lot of people haven't achieved. Yet. They haven't mastered their craft. They're out here just spitting nonsense, saying yeah.
They see the blueprints and they copy it exactly how
exactly.
it is and hope it works.
Exactly, yeah. But 2 Chainz is 100% authentic, man.
Yeah.
So speaking about authentic, I think it's about that time when we play one of your songs. Yes. All right, so we're gonna play Waves by you. So tell us a bit about Waves. Tell us a bit about the history behind the song.
Let me tell you, I was so sour. I was a prude. I was so sour. I was just like, all these people need to get out of my life. I'm so over it. But I really was at a very sort of like pivotal point in my life where I had just made peace with being who I am and people gotta go. Mm. And you see me now and it's because I'm shining then. Like if you hitting me up, it must mean I'm doing my thing. And you weren't there for the process. So please kindly stay not there.
Shit.
Away.
And I feel like that's something really that our generation honestly needs to hear. You know, because one thing I've been kind of going through at the moment is that I've lost a lot of the friends. Let me not say lost, but I've moved away from a lot of the friends that I had during high school, during uni. You know?
Have to.
You have to, you know.
You
but
have
like,
to.
To move is to grow.
Yeah.
Process.
Exactly. If you have the same friends that you had all the way back then, how much growing have you really done?
Exactly.
Because, I mean, you're all the same people. You're all similar people.
And that's what
that
high school does. It just like makes you guys carbon copies
it
of each other.
Clone.
You think you like the same things. You leave and you're like, oh my God, that's not me. So it was a very important process, like for me to shed all of that excess weight.
But I mean,
I was just like, I'm floating now, babe.
And now you're on that wave, girl.
You know.
All right, so now we have Waves by Naye Ayala. Did I say that right?
Oof.
Ayla. You shit, man.
Oof.
I just butchered that
oh
so hard.
Oh my God.
Okay, please tell the people how this.
Ayla.
I was close. No,
I was gonna say that.
Not really.
Made a chance.
But anyways, we got Waves.
See, I'm disappointed in you.
This is CliffCentral.com.
I was like, what's that?
You was like, what's what?
Was there?
Sure, no, dude, that song bangs, man.
Thanks,
like,
boo,
what
thanks.
Do you even mean?
You guys are so creative, man. Like, dabs, guys. Like, you guys are like,
like,
you guys
for
are crazy.
Real.
Man.
You guys
Thank
are hella
so much.
Creative,
Thank
man.
You so much,
and you guys, you segued right into my next question, right? And what my next question for you guys is, how do you guys remain authentic as artists in an industry that's, like, I don't want to say it's all about copying people, but I mean, do you know that quote, like, we are built on the shoulders of giants? Mm. That's something my mom said to me since, like, way, way, way back. Mm. And I truly believe that. Like, you don't really have to reinvent the wheel to be good.
Mm. Yeah,
you have
true.
To just take something that inspires you and you have to make it your own. Yeah. So my question to you is, how do you guys remain authentic in a world that's all about taking something you've seen and making it your own? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Let's start with the lady.
Me personally, I constantly have to realign with myself. I have to revisit the reasons why I'm doing what I'm doing. I have to revisit how the things that I'm doing make me feel.
Mm.
And I think that by staying connected to myself and constantly checking in, like, you know, you still feel that? I don't know. Like, I'm always listening to myself and how I feel.
Mm.
And I'm always focusing on inside. I mean, there's been many times where I sort of like lose track because I look at what someone else is doing and I'm like, should I be doing that? But then I know that if I did that, that wouldn't be it. I would be, number one, unhappy.
It wouldn't be you.
Number two, mm. I'd be producing some trash stuff. And I genuinely know how to do things that people connect to. So why would I look outside for how to continue to do that, you know? So I constantly revisit.
Bars.
Yeah,
okay, you practiced these bars before you came in.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I know this for a fact.
Don't be jelly.
sorry. One more counter question before we head over to the brother is, what do you mind telling us what some of the reasons that you do this are? Like, do you mind sharing with the people, like, when? Because I mean, you said that you revisit the core reasons
yeah.
why you do this thing. Do you mind sharing some of those reasons just to inspire the people?
No, I don't. I know that this stuff always sounds so pseudo deep. You know, everyone's out there like, I'm trying to change the world, whatever. But for real, it keeps me alive.
Mm.
You know, it makes my vision clearer. It makes my sound crisp. It makes my taste buds come to life. Like, it gives me life and makes me feel like I have direction. Sometimes when I don't know what to do and I'm in a panic and I'm crying about some dumb stuff, I listen to my music or I listen to music and or I write or, you know, it gives me purpose. It gives me a really warm, fuzzy feeling. You know, it's like being in a relationship.
That's incredible.
Except not with a
relationship with music.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I feel like I have a relationship with music because I
yeah.
honestly feel like there's no one and nothing that knows me like music.
They can't
you know,
see.
For every occasion that any scenario that you're in, Kuzi, why are you giving me a snacks look?
Nah, I'm just minding my business.
So sour, man. But, like, as I was saying, for every occasion, for no matter what you're feeling, I feel like there's always a song for it. There's
yeah.
always something that can, even if it's from someone half a world away,
mm-hmm.
there's someone who can articulate vocally exactly what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And feeling
exactly.
So for you guys being able to do that, I commend you guys.
Shut
and I say to
all
you
the way out.
Don't stop keep doing what you're
and
doing
stop.
You know,
can I say a funny story quickly, like
two seconds and then we'll jump on to Mr.
Smash. Guys, you know, I've known Naya literally we went to the same school, like literally UJ, everything, like I've known her for such a long time. I've known her for such a long time. She was just always like this, like, you know, like this, like spiritual, like that type of person. You guys can't see my hands, but like what I'm doing makes sense. Anyway, she was always that type of person. So like the first time I heard her music, like, okay, one of my friends introduced me to her music because I didn't know that she did music in the first place. So when I heard the music in the, like, for the first time, I was like, this is her. Like, this is so her. You know what I mean? Like, I did meet her in varsity. I don't know her for like, I don't know her a lot. Like, I'm not gonna say that like she's my best friend. Oh my gosh, but like the fact that
I'm
like.
Not your best friend.
I was still speaking. But like the fact that I only knew her for, like, knew her for a certain period of time, and then I heard her music and I understood that this is who she was and who, like, this is what she does. Guys, trust, just, like, follow her movement, follow
Shout
her music,
out.
Man.
Thank
She's
you,
crazy.
Man.
Damn straight. I agree
Thank
with that 150%. Cause girl, you're killing it.
Thanks.
Okay, let's focus on the brother for a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Same question to you, Maji. What inspires you to do this? What got, not what got you into it, because I asked you that already.
Yeah.
But like, what, same question. You heard the question. Go wild.
Yo, to be honest, I think she answered everything for me, because at the same time, music does keep me alive. It's the only thing I have. But most importantly, I study. I study the sounds. I study where it comes from, who does it, why he does, why this instrument makes you feel this way. Because you could listen to a certain song and be like, love everything, but when that bass come in, you'll be like, wow, So I study.
What are they?
Yeah, you know what I mean. So besides that, just inspiration from who I am. Just spending time alone, because how does one know themselves if they don't spend time alone? You know what I mean?
That's really yeah, true.
Yeah, like that's that. Deep. Like
that. So we never spend time alone. We're obsessed with each other.
Exactly.
We're obsessed with things.
That's true.
I feel like that's a very pertinent point that needs to kind of be discussed on this platform.
It's okay to be selfish with your time.
It's
people.
Okay to be it's selfish. Okay. Not even with your time. It's okay to be selfish with yourself.
And yeah. It's more than okay. It is important.
It's necessary.
Because we're all morphing into each other's identities. Yeah. We're constantly talking to each other over phone, and then when we're not talking to each other, we're with each other, and then when we're apart, we're talking to each other. You know what I mean? So
it's damn straight.
Like, who are you really?
You know, like, I mean, I'm not one to shoot down the technological evolution, because I feel like technology is a really important thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that's gotten us a lot further than where we were. You know.
Okay.
But I feel like a lot of people don't look at the negatives of social media and about technology, because I feel like as much as the society, as much as technology connects us, at the same time it distances us so much. It may connect you with someone who's half a world away, but it will disconnect you from someone who's across the table from you.
Facts.
You know, and like, I mean, that's for me, that's a fucked up paradox that I don't know how to understand, how to comprehend.
I think
rather
you need
how
to find
solve.
Balance.
I mean, like, life is really about balance. But if you think about where technology is going now, like, for example, the new iPhone XS. That thing is fucking crazy. Crazy.
Is it crazy?
You can take a picture, and then this picture can be like somewhere where you weren't. Like,
dude,
what
like
do you mean?
There's some software on this phone. Man. You can point your phone up and you can keep zooming into space. Like, okay, like I sounded a bit dramatic.
Okay, guys,
I sounded
a bit dramatic. I was going with you. Okay, I was like, oh.
My boy Ocean knew he went.
That ain't true. Let me explain it. The way the software works is that it uses like geolocations and all of this shit to, when you're pointing your camera, if you're pointing it up towards space, it can tell you what planets are in that direction
from Google.
And through the app, you can, like, I don't want to say zoom into the planet,
but
like, you can't zoom into space, but you can see exactly what the
direction you're looking
crazy.
From Google, though, like, it all
gets
that's got all that stuff
crazy.
From Google.
That's
like,
space, dude. Do people know how fucking far space is?
I think they know.
Yeah, but anyway,
you must type on your phone from your location, take an Uber to space, and just see how much it is. It shakes. Drop.
I actually want
to
check that out. Have you tried
check
that?
It out. No, I've tried. I haven't tried it. That's a cool thing to try.
Don't play with me. Don't play with me.
That's a cool thing to try.
Shit,
it is.
You guys got excited. Do you like both of you? Like, what?
Oh no, like, God, I was about to. I'm thinking about it. Like, I'm looking at my homie to try.
My boy was like, "Mate, you can go to space."
Right, so my next question to you guys, it's not really a question, it's if you guys could say something to inspire someone who is listening, because I mean, like, I cannot deny that both of you are super fucking talented, so talented it's ridiculous, and we are so grateful to have you guys here on the show, but I want you guys to say something to the people listening, for people who want to be where you are, who want to be doing what you're doing, creating authentic music, creating beautiful music, creating beautiful beats where it's more important to you to make the beat than it is to actually sing the song. What would you say to people to get to where you are? It's a bit of a loaded question.
Don't try to be where I am. You know, that's like the most important thing. Your goals and your aspirations can't be someone else's, like, sort of landmark. So you have to want to be somewhere where you see yourself. Because you get lost in trying to be somewhere someone else was.
Damn straight.
So, like I said before, constantly stay connected to yourself. Figure out where the hell you want to go. And then, like, make your path to there. You don't need to be where I am, you know, because our journey is not the same thing. But sure, use people as inspiration, but never use them as like your landmarks or that's my goal. Stop making other people your goals.
Damn straight.
Don't do that.
And I, like, feel like you need to say that shit louder.
Stop.
Okay, whoa, shit, I didn't mean that.
Yeah, she physically, like, said it louder.
I did, I'm so sorry.
Stop.
No, but for real, like, be where you want to be, go where you want to go, and yeah. don't let anyone disturb you from that.
Thank you. I fucks with that. You know, we're going to jump to you in a second, so I just want to revise that. I feel like a lot of what you said was super, super important. Because we honestly live in a generation of instant gratification, a generation of you put something out there compared to someone else and you feel like you'll succeed. Like but that. But that's not the way.
You have to realize also, like, with radio shows and all of that stuff, we constantly cultivate that culture because we'll be like, oh, okay, you make really good music. Who do you feel like you sound like? Who do you compare? I don't compare myself to anybody. And why do I have to be good in relation to somebody else? Why do I have to be the her? Why do I have to be the SZA? Why do you know what I mean? And this is not shade.
That certainly sounded like you
shade. It's not shade, but it's we're literally planting those seeds in people's minds that there's so many people who can't make music anymore when they're good because they feel like they can't identify with another person who makes music. They're like, I don't know who I sound like, so I'm not good. What?
Yeah, and I feel like based on that, because that's something we've thought about as hosts. So obviously not me and this guy, but me and our other, me and our other hosts, because we do it all the week. And literally, it's something we focus on is we don't ever want to say, who do you think you are like?
Yeah.
Because we don't want people to think they're like someone. That's why we ask who your inspiration is.
Yeah.
Because we want to know who was someone that you saw and you're like, that was dope and I wanted to go to them, right?
Yeah.
So thank you for what you said. I appreciate it. We'll touch on it in a bit. Brother man, I saw you. Take it away.
I'm just gonna build on that. Most importantly, to learn patience. Patience is key. And if you love something, study. Like, really take it back. Find your uniqueness. Find yourself first. Find your uniqueness. And then find your passion. And within your passion, you'll find your purpose. But within that, just everything is...
Philosophy is up in this
video. Keep going.
But it's truth. Just patience, you know, because I feel like, especially artists, they always want something to happen now because money's not coming in or time is running out and they have to do a certain thing and sell their soul to reach somewhere quicker. And it's unfair. It shouldn't be that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With your uniqueness, you know your worth. And with your worth, you know how far you want to go. And with how far you want to go, you know how much value will be in the end of the whole process. You know what I mean? So... just patience and process, you know.
Patience and process.
Shit. That was deep, guys. Okay, so in our dying moments of the show, we had about 9 minutes. And I want to occupy that time with you guys inspiring the people. Why are you looking at me like that, girl? Okay, so can you guys tell me what are some of the toughest things you guys have encountered to get to where you are?
Oh, no.
Sorry to ask.
I thought you said we only had 9 minutes. Okay,
sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. This is a double question, so you have to make it quick. Also, like being where you guys are right now, what would you guys tell yourselves, like, 10 years before now? Like, the future you guys, what would you guys tell yourself? Like, what advice would you give to you guys, like, in the past?
Okay, so first question.
Mm-hmm.
Or second question first, because it's a bit easier. But I would I would tell myself to do exactly what I think I want to do. Because where I am is really where I was supposed to be. So it's perfectly fine. And secondly, that question... Everything from the biggest thing is like a financial strain. You're trying to be an independent artist. You're trying to make things like pop off. You're trying to... You have to, you know, sort of like get yourself to gigs.
Mm.
They want you to bring a band. They don't want to pay you, or they offer you 500 rand in exposure.
Damn straight.
I don't eat exposure. Sorry. So, you know, it's really, really difficult, like funding your own career and also balancing that out with your friendships and relationships, because when you're an artist, your job looks fun. So you're not that busy, you're having fun. No, B, I'm tired. Yes, it's really funny to talk to people and sing, but I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
So people are like, you can't be that busy, you snapped and you guys were having fun. I was at work. My work looks fun, but I'm exhausted. And so your relationships get severely challenged. But keep people that understand you around you, I guess.
See, that's honestly something that's really important. It's about surrounding yourself with not only people that understand you, but people who will support you. Because, I mean, I feel like a big predicament we face in this country is that successful people, they don't have the people, like, okay, let me not say successful people, but a thing that happens when you start succeeding is that the people around you, the people who, when you first started out, they were like, yeah, we back you, we're gonna do this thing, they all fall away.
They're like, we're tired now, you like, know? Why real haven't friends. You popped
exactly,
yet?
It's exactly, it's like,
people don't stay with you too.
Exactly,
the
exactly. Yeah. The second you start, when you start it and it's just an idea, then everyone's like, yeah, we back you, we fuck
until
with your talent.
Implementation.
But then the second you start actually doing it, the second you start actually making waves towards where you want to be, then all of a sudden these people don't want to hear from you. They don't want nothing. And it's like, what's fucked up is it's just a little period. It's a little period when you're actually
you know
making
what I
it.
Mean.
And then after you've made it, all of a sudden all of those people
hey
want to
girl,
fuck with you again.
I was thinking about you.
You know what
I'm saying? Long time.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's so fucked up. And I feel like that's something our generation, we need to actively change.
Yeah. You know what I find so funny about the situation? Like, for example, like, when you guys are starting out, like, right? So you have, like, those close friends that were with you, and then you tell them, like, yo, this is what I want to do, this is where I want to be. Mm. And then it takes, like, a certain amount of time. And then you get those same people that come to you, and then they tell you how to do what you want to do.
Dude.
Do you know what I mean? They're like,
do you know how much I hate that shit?
Naya, listen.
Try this.
I like your thing, but you must try that. You're like, what's...
Do you really like what I do then? Like,
dude,
why did you stop like that?
I
fucking hate
thing.
That
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
I trust, hate that shit. Like, I honestly
me,
hate people
me.
Who aren't... Wait, like, after the hard slow, after the hard graft.
Yeah.
Alone. When you're trying to make waves, then they're like, no.
Can
you
I
know,
try that?
I think you should try this.
No, stop thinking.
Like,
color.
If that was your idea, why didn't you do that for yourself?
God,
you know, that was my biggest problem, yeah. You know. But like, you guys, the both of you.
Okay, we have to switch it up to...
Oh, shit.
My boy has to answer. My boy has to answer. He gave me a stank card.
Not even.
He was like, my boy, what
I'm so
are you,
patient. I'm
what
so
are you
patient.
Saying?
I'm so impatient.
Like, it's the ocean.
No, but to answer your question, yeah, I'll just say, just stay true to yourself. Block out the outside noise. And to answer your question, don't listen to other people, you know what I mean? Don't let not even family stop you from your dreams. If you're hungry for it and you really want to achieve that goal, go for it. But make sure you do it with 100% love first. Not because you want money, because everything comes with your passion.
Unless, of course, money is just the thing you want, then do that.
Then do that.
Like, but I mean, do something for the money first. Things
like,
don't actually
that's
work
the thing.
Out.
That's I agree.
Telling people to be deep when some people don't want to. Some people don't have this huge
that's
purpose. Some people just want money.
I'm just talking from my side. I'm just talking from my side.
I just meant like
that's
I was adding to them.
But I mean, she's actually adding a very pertinent point.
We're
I feel like that's
a
point we've never discussed. But I mean, but do you, counting your question, do you not believe that the best art or the best creations come from passion?
Absolutely, I do.
Do you not believe that the best things that a human being can produce come from passion and love? Let's, like,
I
thinking of a very realistic
option. That.
If you think about kids, you know, like, a lot of the time when people get pregnant, they're like, fuck, this was a mistake. I have to raise a life.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the second that kid comes out, literally their perspective changes.
Yes.
It's actually all about love. It's all about passion. It's about raising this being with nothing but love. Do you not
absolutely.
Feel like art is the same thing?
I absolutely
do. You not believe
do.
Like art should be something that you put
do,
your all and everything into?
I do, but I won't project my belief on anybody else.
I like that. I appreciate that 150%.
Oh,
and that's damn right. You must never push your art onto someone else, but do you not feel like you should be an advocate for passion?
I am an advocate for passion.
Because I've heard your music.
For
There's
me.
So much passion in that music.
Thank you.
There is passion. The both of you, actually. The both of you. There's so much passion. There's love, there's talent, there's literally everything in your music. And as much as we don't talk about the other side you just mentioned, I personally feel, and correct me if I'm wrong, I personally feel like the part I just mentioned, that's the most important part.
Absolutely.
That's the most important part. Because if you don't have that something
that thing,
at the core,
man,
that's pushing you where you need to
you
go.
You have to feel it in your gut, and
you
your spleen,
have to feel it
in your heart,
your,
and your
you
fingers.
You have to feel it from head to toe,
to toe.
Otherwise it's irrelevant.
Yeah.
You know? So guys, unfortunately, we are out of time, but you guys don't understand from the bottom of my heart, I'm so grateful for having you both here.
Can I stay?
Thank you for this opportunity.
Yes,
the room
please
downstairs.
Stay.
The room
please stay. Firstly, tell the people where they can find you on Instagram, social media, your website, all of it.
Ladies first.
I am Naye Ayla.
Spell it out.
On everything. Naye Ayla. Everywhere, SoundCloud, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. My fan page is down, but it will be up soon. And yeah, like my music is like everywhere. And look out, because there's like new stuff coming.
Ooh. Exciting time.
I'm dropping next Bars. Month, actually.
Ooh. So next month, are you going to call me though?
And like, I hit you up.
Because I mean, you can definitely drop your stuff right here.
You know I definitely have a room downstairs, right?
I said it. I was the first one. We have an exclusive right here on Clip Central.
Okay, wait. Sinatra, before you go, can I ask you, is your name Frank, dog?
Oh, that.
Like, because we were talking about it in the car. Frank Sinatra and Frank Ocean. Like, is your name Frank? Is that the origin of your name?
Not even.
I told you.
Shit, I owe this guy money now. Shit.
My bad.
Okay, that's it. Thank you. I appreciate your Frank.
Tell
your
us
name not being Frank.
In the dying seconds, tell us a bit about your name.
Sheesh. Let's just say it's a name that I connect to.
I like it. I like mystery.
Yeah.
Where can they find you on Instagram, social media?
Everything Sinatra Ocean, not oceans. Everything Instagram, Facebook, iTunes, Spotify, everywhere Sinatra Ocean.
I'm following
Sinatra
him
Ocean.
Right now.
Yeah. I followed you already. I can't even lie. The second I heard your music, I was like, shit.
Man, thank you for this opportunity once again.
But guys, to the both of yous, from the bottom of my heart, please keep doing what you are doing. When you guys have new shit to release, you always have a home here at the Millennial Gen Show, Cliff Central.
Gotcha.
We love you. We believe in you. We think you're going to fuck shit up.
Ready on.
You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all. Okay, so that is unfortunately all we have time for today. It is 4 o'clock, so that means the Millennial Gen Show is done.
Boom, 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 boom.
I'd like to say a shout out to my co-hosts who are missing, Adeyo and Sinclair. We miss you guys. Hope you guys are feeling better. Hope you guys are dealing with your shit. For me, your boy.
We love you guys.
Yeah, what he said. Yeah. For me, your boy, Kanye Palmer, at Kanye Palmer on all kinds of social media. I love y'all. I wish you guys love, life, happiness, bad bitches, a great weekend. All of that, y'all.
And for me, Kuzi _ Msebenzi, like everywhere else. I'm not gonna, like, he's like. It was so good.
You did.
Okay, y'all. So, in closing, I've got another local artist for y'all. I've got Legendary by Nasty C, and I fucking love this track. Enjoy, y'all. I'll see you next week, too.
This is CliffCentral.com.